The alchemical meditation that follows will stimulate and purify the third eye center. In Western practice, this center is related to the moon and to the metal silver. We will use imagery to affect it because this is the mentation of the subconscious mind, which is also our astral consciousness, using the universal language of imagery, we will bring to light this eye of God. And so we begin by focusing upon our breath. Allow it to be deep, using the diaphragm. Allow it to be deep, but without strain. Exhaling old, tired air, exchanging it for fresh, life-giving breath. Let your mind focus on the breath alone. Let go of any concerns you may currently be carrying. Make an appointment to deal with them later. Now be aware of your aura, your energy sphere, which is the alchemical alembic, the transparent vessel, and fill it with a royal blue light. And call up before you the image of Taraki II, the High Priestess. Let the image be larger than life, three-dimensional. As you see the personification of your own depth consciousness, seated before the veil between the pillars of night and day, pillars of Yakin and Boaz. See the veil hanging behind her, ornamented with the pomegranates and palm leaves. The High Priestess is crowned with a silver crown showing the full moon, flanked by the crescents of waxing and waning lunar tides. Upon her lap is the scroll of wisdom, upon which you can read the word Torah, the teaching. Gaze upon the High Priestess. See the light reflected in the pupils of her eyes, and become the High Priestess yourself. This is on the path of awe, the 13th path that unites Keter, the crown, to Tiferet, the radiant essence. As the High Priestess, you are in the place of Da'at, at the center of the great face of love on the Tree of Life. The sparkling dew of grace, Mezla, that continuously flows through the hollow crown of Keter, emerges from your lap as the High Priestess. And it flows from you down into the golden sphere of Tiferet. You watch as the water of life fills Tiferet to overflowing, so that it pours down into the Sephirot of the lower face. It fills Nezak, the sphere of the passions. It fills Hod, the intellect. It fills Yesod, the habitual, subconscious mind. It fills Malkut, the physical body. Through you, the white brilliance of Keter flows into these aspects of yourself, purifying, cleansing, invigorating. They become lit up and clear. Now release the energies and simply rest in nothing. Become aware of the universe breathing through you. And in your own time, come to.